"Pile it on, men! Pile it on!" cried Holmes, looking down into the engine room while the fierce glow from below beat upon his eager, aquiline face. "Get every pound of steam you can!"
"I think we gain a little," said Jones, with his eye on the Aurora.
"I'm sure of it," said I. "We shall be up with her in a very few minutes."
At that moment, however, as our evil fate would have it, a tug with three barges in tow blundered in between us. It was only by putting our helm hard down that we avoided a collision, and before we could round them and recover our way, the Aurora had gained a good 200 yards. She was still, however, well in view, and the murky, uncertain twilight was settling into a clear, starlit night. Our boilers were strained to their utmost, and the frail shell vibrated and creaked with the fierce energy which was driving us along. We had shot through the pool, past the West India docks, down the long Deptford reach, and up again after rounding the Isle of Dogs. The dull blur in front of us resolved itself now clearly into the dainty Aurora.